Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and just wanted to say hello and stay around for an hour and see what we can do about healing some people, making them feel a lot better, and talking about love and harmony and compassion. You know what's interesting is that I was thinking and writing down today that in the news there's nothing about love, there's nothing about harmony, there's nothing about compassion. It's all forgotten. Everything is based on, actually, dissension. It's news. It's pretty bad stuff. It's always about mayhem and what we can do about the country and the money, and everything is broke. But the thing that they don't talk about is what about love? Why can't we discuss about love on the news or even on television? It's so important to realize that there's so much out there to begin with, and it's not being used properly. Anyhow, that's enough about that. But what I'd like to do tonight is thank all my friends. This week was my birthday, and a lot of my friends put together some parties for me. And as a matter of fact, I'm going out with a dear friend this evening. A couple of dear friends, and they're taking me out for dinner again. So I think next year what I'm going to do is just take off the whole week and have a lot of fun. What we need to discuss tonight is what are we going to do about helping each other out around the world? And I think it's a very, very important subject to do. The other subjects we're going to be discussing tonight is the nuclear receptor, and I think it's really important. We were discussing it last night on the Dr. Fred Bell Show, the projector, the receptor, of how powerful these tools really are. And I've had one for about 10 years now, and it really, really works. It stops everything from coming into the body. But before we get into that, what I'd like to do is give out some phone numbers. It's 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-876-3222, 1-530-876-9916. And we're more than happy to help anybody that wants to call in for some healing. And we've been doing that for the last year and 3 months, and seems to be working quite well, and really looking forward to working with a lot of people and seeing what we can do about healing you. So please don't hesitate to call us. The earlier the better, and we can start working and doing a lot of good things. The one thing that I found out that is really important, and the thing that I'm discussing is love, is that when we open up our auras and we allow that energy to expand and expound on who we are, that energy is filled with love. The expansion of the aura is filled with love and harmony, compassion, and understanding. And sometimes what we need to do is not try to understand or try to understand about judgment. We don't want to do that. But to be open and understanding in terms of allowing the energy to flow through us without any kind of judgments, without any kind of understanding, and just to allow it to flow through us. The more we give up in terms of holding on to things, the more energy we receive. I was contacted this week by a Reiki master in Washington State, and she's putting on a great show. And next week what we'll do is I'm going to have her on the radio program, and we will discuss what she wants to put on. And I think that'll be really, really good to do. I think there's a lot of people out there with a lot of love and a lot of understanding that want to help everybody. And the way to do that is through love, through compassion, and to really, really set the goal for understanding around the world. It's so important to realize that we have so much love to give and so much understanding. It's really beautiful. And it's something that we really need to do in terms of grasping everything that we can and sharing it and letting it go. The more we let go again, the more we receive, the more energy we can fulfill with ourselves, our neighbors, our friends around the world. We need to put that out into the universe. We need to put it out into the ethers. The cosmos, the universe, knows only one thing, and that is love. We need to allow ourselves to be free of burden, the burden that's put on us by whatever the case may be, either listening to the news, watching television that's filled with hate and guns and whatever else. I don't watch television, so I really don't know that much about it, but I'm a movie person. I love movies, so that's my forte, but I just don't watch television because I have a friend of mine, and she loves to watch all the new programs with the police and everything else, and I sort of get lost with it, and it's very boring for me, and it's not my apropos. My apropos is healing the planet and healing people around me that want to be healed and love. And it's amazing the amount of people that we need to heal, that we need to touch, that aren't open to love, that aren't open to energy. They'd much rather sit around and watch television and watch people get shot up or whatever the case may be, because it's all we know. And it's terrible. It's a terrible way of being. We try to be eclectic as much as we can, but to watch that stuff on television, it's terrible. It keeps us from growing. It keeps us in a state of confusion. It keeps us in a state of anger. And we don't need that. What we need to do is fill our hearts with love. And that's what I'd like to do tonight. And I think it's really important. The other things are the nuclear receptors, the projectors. They're wonderful to wear, but I think what we need to do is realize that there's so much love out there to be in contact with, that once we make that contact with the universe, once we make the contact and fill our hearts with love, you can actually walk around in a state of nirvana. And that can be shared with everybody. And the aura itself is extended to the universe, is extended to heaven. It's just not 3 inches away, 2 inches away, or 6 inches away. It's connected to heaven. We are all connected together. We all have love. We all have needs. And those needs can be met with love, not doubt. And that's something that we need to discuss, is never live with doubt. Always live with love. Understand that we have the compassion and we have the knowledge just by opening up our hearts and opening up our minds to allow ourselves to grow in a state of awareness. And the higher the consciousness, the higher we go in terms to the ethers, to what we need to do to help the planet become a better place. I know it sounds sort of crazy, but it's not crazy. Watching television is crazy. But loving each other, that's wonderful. And that's something that we need to do, and that's something that should be done every day. Loving our children, loving our wives, loving our girlfriends or husbands or boyfriends, whatever the case may be. It's just wonderful to be that way. And remember, if something doesn't feel right, you have to take a look at it, because sometimes it could be you that's picking up on something that maybe a loved one is passing over that you need to take a look at. It's not necessarily something that they're doing. It's something necessarily that you might be doing that needs awareness brought to it. So I think the best thing to do is to love each other and love each other as much as we possibly can. It's self-doubt that causes a lot of trouble. And what we need to do is not doubt ourselves. We need to love ourselves. We need to get in touch with our compassion. We need to get in touch with everything that we are. And it's not hard to do. It takes more work to be negative than it does to be positive. I'll repeat that again. It takes more work to be negative than it does to be positive. It's a matter of trust. It's a matter of belief. It's a matter of speaking the truth to ourselves. The first saying I ever got... Hello?
Hello. It's Dominic from London.
Oh, Dominic. Hi. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, fine. Having a wonderful time.
But wonderful.
I just noticed underneath my right eye, about a centimeter down, it looks like a growth coming out of the skin.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, is it possible to do healing on that?
Yes, we can do that. It's underneath the right eye, about maybe a quarter of an inch?
Yes.
Yeah. Your heart's opening up, Dominic. Let's just take that love. There you go. It's going underneath the eye now. Can you feel that energy going through your eye, Dominic?
Yeah.
Good. Wonderful. Beginning to feel better?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Well, that feels good, Dominic.
Yes, I'm feeling under the pressure these days, but I'm having a good time with it anyway.
How have you been? How's everything doing?
Oh, fine. Yes, it's just, I suppose it's pleasing, and I suppose I'm a bit of a blank existence, but everything is rather jolly and fine, and they're coping well with day-to-day reality.
I also
been trying to think of that. You talked about the liquid healing energy before.
Yes, the liquid energy. I'll explain to you how I came about that. I was working with a client, and I saw liquid, the liquid in the body, and I was told that I can create a lot of healing with water in a glass. I think we all can if we put our minds to it. And what happened is that the liquid in the body is the same thing. So rather than to have anything negative, we can actually turn the fluids in our body to being positive. So what I'm going to do for you, Dominic, is we're going to take the fluids in your body, and they're changing right now as I'm speaking to you. You should be able to feel a very warm sense of fluid in your body. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Yes. What we're doing is that we're taking the fluids from the atomic structure, from the cells, from the memory, from the blood, from all the fluids, including the spinal fluids, and we're changing everything to total love. Here we go. And you should feel the top of your head. You should be able to feel that up there now. There's a lot of stuff coming out of you that you don't need anymore.
Aligning together, everything's starting to vibrate at the same frequency.
Yes, yes. There's a big vibration going on. Here we go. You should be able to feel your body in total harmony right now. Can you feel that?
I believe, I'm trying to think about harmony, but it's something really definite occurring. Everything is harmonizing.
What's happening basically is that everything is coming into harmonics. If you take a, I'm trying to think of the name. If you take a, I can't think of it. Where you take the it's like a stainless steel harmonic device, and you tap it, and you can hear it actually hum. You know, it just hums beautifully. Well, the body does the same thing, and what we're doing is taking it from a low frequency to a high frequency, and everything is going in the same direction instead of going in different directions. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because what happens is that every day we have a lot of confusion from TV or whatever the case may be, and what we're doing is that we're taking the harmonics of the body and changing it back harmonically to be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about TV or whatever the case may be. And what happens is that the body goes into total harmonics. Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
I certainly am, yes. And
yes.
I'm feeling that.
Right. So what will happen is that your IQ will go up.
Beautiful.
Okay. And different things will happen for you in terms of you'll start feeling a lot better.
Fantastic.
I'd like to show that to some people on the planet that could actually help and work with people with harmonics, the harmonics of the body. I'm going to have to meditate on it and see the people that I can give this information to, and maybe we can start it around the planet, which would really, really help. You should feel a lot better in terms of your mind. How does that feel?
Certainly fine. My arm and the arm that I'm holding the phone with, that's feeling much more stronger too.
Right.
I just noticed that suddenly sort of perking up because I was.
Anything you touch, what will happen is that when your body is in total harmonics with the universe, and that's what we're talking about, anything you touch will become harmonic.
Wow.
Water. Whatever you put on, if you have a nuclear receptor, that's pretty well harmonic anyhow, but what you're doing is that you're touching things and becoming harmonic, or you might be touching somebody else. Now, what will happen is that in your aura, that harmonic is already there. It's in the ethers. So what will happen is as you're walking past people that are in touch with their higher selves, that harmonic will instantly attract to them, and the body wants to heal itself very, very quickly, and that'll automatically heal the body. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're one of the people that has that in you, and hopefully you'll be able to help a lot more people.
Yes, I'm getting stronger by the minute. It's
yes,
incredible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. That's the way I came upon that about, I don't know, maybe about 5-6 weeks ago. And then I had in my room, which was really interesting, I had a liquid fluid begin in the back of the room and a liquid fluid in the front of the room, and it gelled together. And the room became liquefied. In terms of energy, there's a higher form of energy that looks like a liquid. I don't know what it is. I haven't been told exactly what's going on, but it has changed my room to even a higher space and a higher level of energy. So when I do massage work, the body is really responding very well to that type of energy. So there's a lot going on. I was talking to Dr. Fred about that the other day on the telephone. And so there's a lot happening on the planet right now, and we need to be in contact with it.
Yeah, I remember the first moment you mentioned the liquid energy on Dr. Fred's show some weeks ago. I can almost feel it myself. It's like I had this sort of stuff, I felt it in my fingers. And when it began to solidify, it was like sort of molten wax.
Yes.
It was like I kept finding it turning into a kind of a color of volcanic lava. And over the weeks, in a few weeks from then, I just felt a lot of kind of deep feelings, that kind of, you know, but it just managed to heal some very kind of deep underlying feelings.
Well, what happens basically is that things will change and be a lot better. That's the whole idea of it. How it works, I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that it does work. I've never asked God to show me anything other than he just gives me the things to work with, and I just do it. I don't ask. I don't judge it. I don't try to understand. And actually, I delete myself from understanding, so the energy will come through pure.
Yeah.
And that seems to work.
Yeah, it might come back to me another time. I might have a complete different experience of it.
Well, I think what you need to do, you have the ability. You're tremendously powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need to do is just think of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to walk on higher ground all the time. So what I would suggest highly is to take those harmonics. You don't have to understand it. All you have to do is just say, I want to feel the total harmonic of the body, the liquid of the body, and it'll just form for you very quickly.
Fantastic.
You have the ability to do that. As a matter of fact, most people do if they would get away from the television and other things, because what we need to do is we need to get in touch with art. We need to get in touch with nature. We need to get in touch with ourselves. And the best way to do that is to shut the damn television off or the radio, whatever the case may be, and start understanding ourselves a little bit more.
I haven't watched television in quite a few months now.
Wonderful. Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
Very lovely to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
I'll let you go now, and goodbye, and I'm off.
I heard a saying the other day, TTFN, which is ta-ta for now.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I've forgotten the TTFN now.
Yeah, I heard that from a nice English gentleman, I think about 3-4 days ago, he had TTFN, and I said, please tell me what that means. He says, ta-ta for now.
Well, I'd probably have to ask him what TTFN stood for myself.
Yeah. Just use that energy, and you'll find that goodness will run through you.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
God bless. Call me anytime, buddy.
Okay, cheerio. Bye.
Bye-bye. The fluids of the body, it's just tremendous what's happening, and I think what we need to do is to be in touch with the harmonics that are happening out there. And hello?
Hello, how's it going?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what can I help you with?
I'd like to ask if you could clear out some energy for me from my aura.
Sure. Actually, it's coming from your inside of your body, so what we're going to do is just cleanse your body for you. Is that okay?
Of course.
Wonderful. Your heart's opening up now. That's it. You should be able to feel your mind clearing already. Just open up your mind and allow that to happen.
Yep.
That's it. You should be able to feel that just clearing your body through and through. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can feel my whole body pulsating.
Yes. Allow yourself to be. You're too hard on yourself. You've got to learn to be gentle.
Okay.
You might want to write that down.
Be gentle.
Let me give you a saying that might help you, okay?
All right.
The truth to me is very profound. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. Now, this one will take you a little bit to learn and to understand, but it will happen for you. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. It'll take you a little while, but just study that once in a while, and you'll understand that the universe is trying to help you as much as it possibly can. The more you let go, the more that the universe can help you. The more that God can help you. Hello?
That's something that's been happening to me recently. I've been letting go of things and making space for new things to come about.
Good. We're in the age of Aquarius, and things are going to be happening very quickly. So we need to learn to let go. It's very, very important to do. Write these three sayings down, please. Delete yourself from understanding.
Is that delete or believe?
Delete. Make no judgments. And try not to comprehend. When you're dealing with energy, that's the three basic rules that you want to live by.
Okay,
that'll help you tremendously. Allow yourself to be innocent. Allow yourself to be innocent. The more innocent you become, and it's possible to do by clearing your mind, by disciplining your mind, you become more innocent. You become more childlike. We need to get back into that basic feeling of childlikeness. It's not hard to do. You remember when you were a child, how much fun you had, how much it felt wonderful?
Yeah.
We need to do the same thing as adults.
I see.
Excuse me?
I'm in the process of becoming a Reiki master right now.
Wonderful.
So I'm trying to integrate a lot of new stuff, and I've been listening to you through the Fred Bell Show.
Yes.
I wanted to call in and talk with you. It's nice.
It doesn't matter what process, either Reiki or something that comes through for you from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Just practice it, live it, and be it.
All right.
You know, it doesn't matter. It all comes from the same source.
Correct.
And I think it's wonderful that you're doing something to help humanity. I think it's you're to be applauded for that. I think it's absolutely wonderful that people are opening up to different energies and doing whatever it takes to help the world. When you're helping one person, you're helping the entire universe.
Awesome. I also had a question about the projector.
Yes.
Because I ordered a silver projector with amethyst stones.
Okay.
It should come next week.
Okay, wonderful.
And I just had maybe general questions of what to expect when wearing it.
Do you have a nuclear receptor?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What will happen is basically you'll put on the projector. Give yourself a few days to allow things to adjust. In other words, it's almost like seeking its own water level. Allow that to work. Take your nuclear receptor off. Just wear the projector for a while. And I think things will be coming to you very quickly. It sounds like you're doing an awfully wonderful job on yourself. Allow yourself to let go of everything, and anything that you want, project it through the projector.
All right.
Okay, and it usually happens. Now, what I do 30 people a week. I massage 30 people a week. And I use energy on every one of my clients. And the reason I'm bringing this up to you is that I only ask for things that are good for my clients. I've never asked for money for myself. I've never asked for anything other than my clients should be healthy, wealthy, and whatever the case may be. You know, if they have an issue or whatever, we can pretty well take that away. But the idea of it is that use it as well as you want. You know, ask for money, ask for anything you want.
All right.
Okay. It will
well,
work.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. How does your energy feel now? You should be a lot more open right now.
Yeah, I feel different.
I bet you
strange.
Do.
Not strange, but it's a good different.
That's good. That's good.
I have to adjust to it.
If you wait a minute, your energy will even go up higher. So allow that to happen while I'm on the air
all
with
right.
you. Just give me about another minute or two.
Yeah. I could feel more energy. I feel like my batteries got charged or something.
You
to
bet.
That extent.
You bet.
Wow.
You're going to be a great Reiki master.
Thank you.
You've got abilities that are going to be really, really good. Remember, the Reiki is the beginning part of energy. In other words, when you start really processing your Reiki and other information comes to you, in other words, at a higher level, just follow that too.
Follow it?
Yes, use it and process it. Just allow that to go through your body and process. Let's say that you're doing a certain hand maneuver where you're helping somebody and a voice will come through for you and say, why don't you touch his left toe or her left toe or her left finger? You want to follow that exclusively. And what happens is that sometimes, and we don't know why, I've had people come in with depression or being upset, and I'll be told to touch the right big toe. And it sounds crazy, and I'll touch the right big toe, and things will clear instantaneously. So you need to listen to the voice of silence. You'll be more in touch with that as time goes on.
All right.
Okay, and I think it's really important for you to know. That's the most powerful voice on the planet.
Silence.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Steve.
You're quite welcome. God bless you, and call me back anytime.
For sure. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Take care. Energies can be moved around instantaneously. Things can happen instantaneously. It's a matter of our belief system. It's a matter of who we are and how much we want to move forward. I think it's really important for people to realize, or you guys to realize, you have the same power I do. I'm nobody special. I'm just Steve Barish. And I just gained it by listening to the voice of silence. And everybody has got that ability. We just need to listen. We need to stop watching TV again. I'm sorry to mention that again, but we need to stop listening to that stuff and focus more on who we are. We need to get back in touch with the primal self, and the primal self is where this energy is. And I think it's very important for people to realize that whatever I can do, you could probably even do better. So you need to allow yourself the ability to be able to produce that kind of energy and that kind of wonderfulness for yourself. You can walk in a crowd of people and change their lives forever just by keeping your minds open. It's so simple to do. It's not difficult. If God wants us to do things in a very simple way, energies are to be learned just by letting go and allowing ourselves the idea that we can do anything we want. We have that ability, and being in touch with the universe is part of it. I think that what we need to do is to realize that everybody has this ability. It's just not given to me. It's not given to special people. It's given to everybody. And the more we get in touch with that through meditation, through sitting on a park bench and writing, by touching a tree, you know, there's such beautifulness on this planet, on our planet, and we need to really get in touch with it because it's all beautiful. I can't tell you, every tree has got a soul in it. I've seen it. I can walk past a tree and see the soul. The soul looks just like us. It's in the center of the tree. There's no difference. It's all energy. I've seen the eyes of trees. And what a gift that is to be able to see that. As they're looking at you, you're looking at them. And people, I've talked to people who are gaining that and being able to see the trees, the eyes of trees, the eyes of grass, the eyes of flowers. Because people want to open up to this kind of energy. We can't do it through negativity. We need to do it through love, through expansion of our minds, by walking on higher ground. And what I'm talking about walking on higher ground, I'm talking about opening up our consciousness to a new level of energy. And it's not hard to do. Don't be afraid of walking through a door. Those doors are made for us to walk through to get in touch with higher consciousness. Don't be afraid of it. One of the sayings that I got was, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And that was, I get all my sayings directly from heaven. I'll repeat that again. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And we need to understand that we have this kind of energy, that we can heal ourselves and heal people around us instantaneously. We just need to get in touch with it. It's not hard to do. Open your minds. Feel the love that's around you. Feel everything that's expounding and expanding in your body. Feel the consciousness. Every time that I'm working on somebody, you know, they'll call me back or I'll ask them, how do the colors look outside? The colors end up being a lot more greener, more vibrant. Those things are happening. And it's possible for everybody to get in touch with that. If that's your gift, fine. If it's not your gift, that's fine too, but something else will open up for you. We all have gifts, and those gifts cannot be denied. By allowing yourself to open up, by allowing yourself to be in touch with more love, more compassion, more understanding, more feeling, that's what it's all about. So I would highly suggest, if you can, go out into nature. Feel what you're feeling. One of the best funs I've ever had in my life was taking two stones. I took a shaman class about 3 years ago, and I was sitting down, and I would hear a bird chirp, and I would make one chirp. If the bird made two chirps or three chirps, I would follow the stones and do three chirps or one chirp or two chirps. And eventually I would have a whole bunch of birds sitting around me, and I would just hit the stones and they would answer me. So I think we have the ability to be in touch with all this energy, all this love, and we really need to be able to expound on that and realize that we have abilities that are far beyond anything that we can comprehend. And the idea of it is to let go the comprehension. Allow it to leave. Allow it that we don't understand. And allow it to happen. The more you do that, the more energy you'll receive. It's like dangling a carrot in front of you. The more you try to reach for the carrot, the further away it'll go. But if you let that carrot go, it'll actually come right to you. Everything in the universe works in that type of way. Love cannot be denied. Love is what makes a flower grow. Love is what makes a tree grow. Love is what makes us grow. And that love is in the cosmic air. It's in the universe. It's from God. Everything is from God. Anything I do not take credit for it. Anything I do comes from God. Without Him, I'm nothing. But with Him, I'm everything. And the idea of it is to allow it to come through you without any kind of reservation. And I'm trying to help you as much as I possibly can by explaining to you week after week that we have these abilities. And the more we get in touch with that, the more that we're going to expound on. And I think it's really, really wonderful. So I think it's something that we can do that'll help out tremendously in terms of the energies that we need and the energies we want. I know this young lady in Washington State. I don't have her name handy with me right now, but I will have it next week, and she'll be on the show, hopefully, that we can expound on what she's doing in terms of Reiki. And I think it's absolutely wonderful that people are out there that want to share, that want to have enough compassion to be able to help one another around this planet. We need to think bigger than what we think. And it's so easy to do by letting go. We can take on anything. We can do anything that we want to do. And this young lady seems to be able to do that. So I'm very proud that she contacted me, and we'll do something about that. I'd love to have her on the show, and she can talk about her Reiki and what she's doing. So I'm going to contact her this week and see if we can have her on the show next week for 5 or 10 minutes. I think it would be wonderful to do. But everybody that's learning Reiki or using their energies, whatever, it's so wonderful to hear that, because there's so much of it. There's so much love to go around. It never runs out. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's what makes everything grow. Love will not be denied to anything on this planet. I mean, the flowers are filled with love. I mean, we look at them. Look at the beautiful colors. Look at the magnification of what we can see with our eyes. We just need to let go to see even more. The brightness, the clarity, our minds. If anybody needs a healing, please don't hesitate to call in this evening. 1-888-815-9756. 1-530-876-3222, 1-530-876-9916. If somebody calls in, I'm more than happy to help them to expand them to a consciousness level that they'll be able to see things greener and more beautiful. That's part of a gift that I have, and I'm more than happy to share that. It's just wonderful to do, and it's wonderful to be able to help people and to know that we're doing the right thing, that we're on the way, we're on our way to healing the planet, one person at a time. Or maybe it'll be two people at a time, or maybe 14 million people at a time. It's up to us to be able to expand that kind of energy, and we can do that. So it's just wonderful talking to you guys and knowing that it's really happening. Dr. Fred and I were talking about the nuclear receptors last night and how they actually stop the negative energy, the ELF energy, how we can stop carbon monoxide from coming into the body. These things really work. They really, really flow through you in terms of energy coming from the nuclear receptor. I've seen this myself. If I didn't believe in this nuclear receptor or projector, believe me, I would not even bring it up. I would get rid of it in 2 seconds, but it really works. It really does a beautiful job. So if you need any information about it, call Paradigm. Or you can look up Dr. Fred Bell or Paradigm on the internet and take a look at the necklaces, and I think you'll be surprised at the amount of energy that they actually put out. But getting back to love and compassion and harmony, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to putting yourself out a little bit and to be able to get in touch with that kind of energy. It's so wonderful to do. It's so wonderful to help people. It's so wonderful to be close to heaven, to be able to be close to nature, to be able to be close to yourselves and open yourselves up, open your minds up. Expand that energy that's all around your body. Expand the aura, expand the consciousness. Expand everything about us. It's wonderful. It can be done, and it's done all the time, and it's just absolutely beautiful. If anybody out there needs some help, don't hesitate to call. That's what we're all about. The other thing I wanted to discuss tonight is how do we stay clear? The best thing I can tell you to do to stay clear is to meditate and to understand that we have the ability to meditate and sit down every morning. Sit down for an hour or sit down for 15 minutes and just meditate. Whatever time we have the ability to do, just meditate. Go outside, sit in nature, sit down, meditate, relax. What that'll do is actually clear your mind. And it's really wonderful to do. I have a friend, Bob, actually, who's taking me out for dinner this evening, and his wonderful friend. And when he comes in for a massage, every time I see him, he's out there meditating. And he's such a wonderful person. It's just remarkable to know that people are out there that want to help and just do everything they possibly can to help nature, to help the planet, to help other people. And by meditating, you're opening yourself up to more compassion, more understanding, more anything that you want to say. I mean, I it's so simple to keep it simple. The more comprehension we have, that's a good thing. But when we start giving up the comprehension, that's when you really start learning. That's when the wisdom comes through. Wisdom is to be gained through trust of self and respect of self. So anytime that you need wisdom, anytime that you want to get in touch with wisdom, allow yourself to let go. Allow yourself to sit down and meditate. Once you become centered, and once you clear your mind, it's just really wonderful what can happen. You're keeping your minds clear. You're keeping your bodies clear of all kinds of junk. And it's really wonderful to do. The clearer we are, the more that we can do. And even if you're not clear, what I would highly suggest is just to sit down, take a look at nature, hug a tree. You can actually feel the energy of the tree going through you and cleansing you. I remember the first time I did that, and I was amazed at the amount of energy that the tree was pouring into me. And I was pouring energy into the tree without even trying, just by letting go. And what we were doing was clearing each other. So the white light of the tree was being cleared, and being brought in. The white light was being cleared from me, and more light was being brought in at a higher rate level. In other words, there's different levels of light. And what I'm discussing now is, this might be a little hard to comprehend, but as you're hugging a tree, we have darkness in our body. That darkness is taken out by the tree. And actually, we can see the darkness leaving. If you're sensitive enough, you'll be able to see the black leaving and the light coming in. And things happen that way. I don't ask the tree to do that. It's just something that's harmonic between the tree and myself. And the more that we love, the more that we receive, the more that we understand, the more that you can do with just by touching a little flower. One of the best times I've ever had in my life is when I was out in the springtime, and I would see the buds on trees, and I would touch a bud ever so lightly and actually watch the whole tree go to pure white light. It's just so much fun to do, and as you become more sensitive with energy, you'll be able to see that. But just by touching one bud on a tree, within a matter of a millisecond, all the other buds felt it and the tree went completely pure white light. So we have the ability to be able to do these things. We just need to believe in ourselves and know that it can be, that it can happen. And that's the beautiful part of everything. Even if you're in the summertime, what I would highly suggest to do, if you're near the ocean, if you're near the salt water at all, walk within like about 4 feet of the water, and you'll see the water soak into the sand. And as the water comes in, you'll feel pure energy going into your body. As the water goes out, you'll feel the energy being pulled out of your body. That's the negativity that's coming out of your body. It's amazing how it works. And if you can, bathe in salt water. The salt water is very purifying. And it's really wonderful to do. Even in fresh water, what you can do, we have a pier in Rochester called Charlotte Peach Pier. And what I do is I take my hands, and it's about 6 feet off the water, and I put my hands directly over the water, which is about 6 feet away, and you can actually feel the negativity, the positive energy coming out. Now, there's a difference. There's a negative energy and a positive energy. So what we're doing, we're taking the energy that is nervous energy. We're taking it out of our bodies, and it's being put back by positive energy from the water. In other words, the water is taking the negativity out and putting back positive in us. So it's amazing how nature works. You just need to be able to feel that. If you feel like you're not magnetic to the earth, take your shoes off and walk on the planet. Just walk on the grass. You'll find out that there's a lot of magnetics just by taking your shoes off. We don't need to wear it all day long. I guess maybe some people do. They like to feel it or whatever. But if you walk on the magnetics of the earth, that's all you need to do. We seem to forget to take our shoesies off and our shoes, our tennis shoes or sneakers or whatever the case may be, and walk on the earth. We seem to be able to forget to do that. That's extremely grounding. It feels wonderful to walk on nature's carpet, and it's really wonderful to be able to sit in the grass and just feel it, and just run your hand over the grass and feel the energy of the grass. It's just wonderful to feel. There's so much to do. There's so much to learn. I learn every day. If I'm out in nature, I'm looking at the trees. I'm looking at the beautiful birds. And it's just wonderful the way nature is. And I think we take that for granted a lot. But once you start getting into the higher realms of energy, you start realizing it's very harmonic, that everything is harmonic on the planet. And it's really wonderful to see. And it's wonderful to be in that kind of energy. So please, don't hesitate. Go out into nature. Feel that kind of energy. And if you have children, take them out in nature. Kids are amazing in nature. One of the best things to do, if you have a little stream, take your shoes and socks off, roll up your clothes, and go stand in the stream, and you'll feel the energy coming out of you, and it'll actually refresh you in terms of keeping your mind clear, and it's really, really wonderful stuff. Most people don't do that, and nature is actually... Nature wants to help us all the time, and we need to allow that to happen, and a lot of us don't. And I, for one, love to be in nature. I love walking in nature, and I love being around it, and it's really, really wonderful to do. So try it. See how that feels for you, and feel the love from nature. I think you'll find that there's tremendous love out there. and you put your hands on a tree or you put your hands on a tulip, feel how beautiful it is. Feel how soft and velvety it feels. I mean, we just don't feel enough. We don't respond to nature enough, and we need to do that. I remember the first time seeing the chakras about 4 feet above the body and seeing the wonderful blue-yellow light going in, that's oxygen going in through the chakras. It's beautiful to see. I mean, we have these abilities. We just need to open up to it and allow that to happen. So it's really a lot of fun to do. And it's really wonderful to see that people are calling and want to be healed and want to be touched. And I, for one, learned that way from my teacher and my master. And it was really, really good for me. And I really learned a lot. I used to call him. If I didn't call him 15 times a day, I didn't call him 20 either. But he would always talk to me, and he would allow me to say whatever I needed to say. I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, what do I do with it? And his is to let it go. Allow it to filter through us, allow it to happen, and just let it go. It's not ours anyhow. All we need to do is feel it, allow it to leave. That way we'll receive a lot more next time. So there's abilities that are far beyond things that we can comprehend just by letting go. So please, have a wonderful evening. It's already 6:56. I can't believe an hour has gone by already. And I need to sign off. I just want to say hello to everybody and goodbye to everybody. I'm going to say hello to Dr. Bell and Mikkel and everybody else out there that's been really, really good. So anyhow, have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.